Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne.
No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound.
He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see them. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see them. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? You hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? To think just for you on the cross someone died. Do you know how it feels when enough to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your old heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed? And it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever you roam, you still got a feeling you're not at home. Knowing heaven is real, till do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still got a feel you're not at home, knowing heaven is real, till you know how it feels. Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? You said that you'll come and share all my sorrow. You said you'll be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away. And just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus had come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great, I can't understand. But dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. Savior, here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I am free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus, let come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I'll never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors. I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shore. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus, let come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I hope to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus, let come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints.
sinners in. I shall know him, I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that all is scarce and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hand.
Time after time I was searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on the world I was in. Surface relationships used me until I was done in. All while someone was begging to free me from sin. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there. Never again will I search for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the answer, my life is just starting to rhyme. Sharing each new day with him a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I miss, he was there all the time. He was there time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Never again will I search for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the answer, my life is just starting to rhyme. Sharing each new day with him a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I miss, he was there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there. People only knew, you know, if it just, he only wants his attention a little bit, that he's being ignored, you know, by the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is waiting somewhere in the shadows. Jesus is waiting to be invited. He's not a bully. He doesn't pull his way into people's mm-hmm. hearts. He just wants to be invited.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just got to repent, you know. Tell him all your problems. Just, you only know how Jesus yearns for that fellowship with mankind.
He
went to Calvary because of that. And it's just hard to get through to people when they're in a religious form.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against anybody living in a commune. I come across as we are. If they want to live that way, that's fine. But we're just trying to tell people, don't sit back and think that it's a way to have it. It's just a way of life. It's just The only thing that's the way to heaven is exactly what the Bible says. This is going to be eternal life. Millions and millions of people, they want eternal life, and it's so simple. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. This is going to be eternal life that they believe on those people, on those seven angels throughout the grace age. I keep saying it over and over again. If you want to live in a commune and you get along with each other, that's fine. That's but don't go to sleep and thinking that is the reason you're going to go to heaven. The only thing that'll get you to heaven is exactly what the Bible says. This is going to be eternal life that they believe of them whom I will send. It's what it is. It's the bottom line is just simply believe the message for your day. And that's all you and I have to tell people. We got the message for our day. We have that living stream of water. It's just that simple. We care about people. That's why we put our life on the line. That's why we volunteered our life, our whole makeup. We volunteered it to the Lord. Do with us as you see fit. Do use us for your honor, for your glory, to help these people out here that are steeped in religion and in deception. And that Leonard from Delta, his program, it's not going to take you to heaven. It's going to take you out to hell and death, because it's exactly the opposite of what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. Like I say, he sent these seven church ages. He sent these seven angels. And here in the church age of Laodicea, we have the ministry of Brother Branham. And he preached his heart out for 40 years. And then that angel took the vocal cords of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. And then he preached his heart out for 40 years. And then we voluntarily give ourselves to the Lord. Lord, mm-hmm. Do with us as you see fit. And then he decided he's going to use us to continue on with the program. Just that simple. And we got nothing against the people. If they want to keep, it's okay to live in their commune and have their tradition. But don't be deceived thinking that tradition is going to get you anywhere. It ain't going to get you nowhere. It's just the way of life. We found that out. It was a shock of my life when I found out I don't have to wear a certain dress code, and I don't have to do this, that, and the other. I don't have to live in the commune to get to heaven. All I got to do is simply believe the message for your day, for your generation, for the church age of Laodicea. That's why it's all divided into seven church ages, and each church age had an angelic messenger. And I have those people that believe that, basically, like I keep saying over and over, it's basically the message for your day, you know. Mm-hmm. Paul had a message for his day. Irenaeus had a message for his day. These seven angels, they just took the vocal cord of these people, and Brother Brennan, God prepared them for that job. And then he took Brother Jackson. Brother Jackson surrendered his life to him. He was born again. And the Lord dealt with him and almost had to kill him. He mm-hmm. ended up in a major accident. He just about killed him before he could get his attention. And that's the problem with the human race. God's trying to get your attention. Sometimes he has to break your foot. That's what he had to do with me. He had to practically kill me. If that bucket would have fell down 10 seconds sooner, I would have been dead, because I was laying right. Oh, man, it would have been a disaster. But it just chopped off my foot. And then that got me to pay attention. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Lord has to knock some sense in you, get your attention. He's waiting in the shadows, waiting for you to give him a little bit of an attention and tell him that repent of your sin and things like that. But like I say, your salvation is not in the living in the commune.
Because mm-hmm. it says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, not the commune.
You want to read that you read Deuteronomy?
Okay. It says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, the everlasting God is a refuge, and underneath you are his eternal arms. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them. Zuflucht ist bei dem alten Gott und unter den ewigen Armen, und wird vor dir her deinen Feind austreiben und sagen, sei vertilgt.
It's just the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about the human race more about us more than we can even care about ourselves. That's why we sing these songs. Because we're there all the time. If people could only open up their understanding and their eyes, how much God cares for people, how much He loves people. He went to Calvary because of the human race. Everybody, doesn't matter what color hair they are or all that thing, all that doesn't matter. What you've been into and the life you led before, it doesn't really matter as long as you can only give them a little bit of your time. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it was there all the time, waiting patiently in line, waiting until you've exhausted yourself with the things of this world, and then He expects you to reach out to Him. That's what we have to do on a daily basis, you know. I enjoy this life. Ever since the Lord dealt with me back in 1971, I've been back and forth, up and down, missed it. I feel Him soft. There's times I get faint in my heart, but from time to time He shows up, yanks me back into reality, you know. Sometimes He has to bring disaster into your life before He can get His, get your attention, and that's the blessings of the Lord. Like He broke my foot, then He broke your foot. Mm-hmm. All He was doing was trying to get our attention. We were kind of ignoring Him, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was, and then He came down and got my attention, and ever since then I've been trying to walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like Enoch, in a walk with God, and He was nothing. We have only one message. We're trying to help the human race. We put our life on the line. We were willing to lose everything. I lost my whole family because I went up against these thugs, and they're trying to deceive the people. And I know when I do that, I know it's going to cost me, because I know what they did with other people that stepped up to the plate to challenge these zealots and these Pharisees and these scribes. They're just the damn spirit that was on these scribes back in the days when Jesus was here. It's just the devil. He never dies. He just keeps on going, come up with a different pattern and a different plan, and then He gets these people and these outright, these preachers up there, He gets them religious, and they think they can get to heaven with a tradition. It's Satan. Behind the spirit of Satan to bypass what God is doing. All Jesus expects from people is to give them a chance. Mm-hmm. And like I keep saying over and over again, the only sin that you can commit is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's the only one that can dig us through this jungle here. He's the only one that can tap that human nature.
That's right.
And bring it to the place where you need to be. You have to. All He wants is a little bit of an attention, a little bit of a, that you recognize Him, a little bit of recognition. Give Him a try, you see. Like the song says, He was there all the time. And then the other song says, for those tears I died. Mm-hmm. You know, the people don't know who this Jesus is, like you and I know. We know Him on a personal level. But that religion, that the tradition, they have snuffed out who Jesus really is. And they think they can get into heaven with their tradition. Well, it's not what the Bible says. The Bible says this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we've said it over and over again. But it has to be said over and over until it's established in your heart, especially when people are living in a system of tradition and they're convinced when they go through that diabolical, satanic rigmarole of a baptism that they got a ticket to glory. It's all just first-class deception. That's why I keep referring back to that man from Forest River calling, that boss that had an out-of-the-body experience, and then once you're out of the body, then reality kicks in, and then you see reality for what it is, and all of a sudden he finds out the things that he's been taught all his life, the things that he was convinced all his life, that other right thing is the way to heaven. Here, reality sits in, and he's dead, and he's dead for about 17 minutes or whatever, how long, the length doesn't matter, but all of a sudden his eyes popped open, and he realized he missed it. Mm-hmm. All his life he worked in that commune thinking he's going to go to heaven. And here he missed it by 100 miles. Till that angel told him, you can't come in here. And then he begged and he pleaded. And what was his ministry when he came back? He recovered about 2 months, which was a miracle, because he had a major heart attack. And he recovered a short time later, and then he went from colony to colony. You don't hear about that stuff. I'm the only one that keeps this thing alive. And nothing special about me. It's just something the Lord put in me. And then the Lord, the other day, I'm telling you,
I was reminded of that episode because I was wondering, Lord, why can't we even get the foot in the door? What's the problem? And he reminded me of that man that had it out of the body of spirit. The people just don't want to listen. Mm-hmm. They're so convinced that that unright thing isn't. And he came back. So it's not it. It's just first-class deception. He didn't tell them not to live in that commune anymore. He just told them you're being misled. It's not the way to heaven. And it's okay if you live in there and you want to live that way and take care of each other. I see nothing wrong with it. I can think from time to time. I think about it, but see, it's not the ticket to glory. That's what I'm trying to say. You take that religion out of there, and then you live, and you just simply believe the message for your day. You believe the message of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and then you believe what we're trying to tell you here, then you're off to glory. That's the only ticket you get when you believe on them whom I will send. He sent 7 angels. Teach church age, because he can't trust a human being. Look what these human beings do when they get a little bit of a power, like a John Hagee and these people in the pulpit. All they're after is after your finances. All they're after is after they want you to work for them for free, like that whole, how do I call it, structure. All you do, you give your life, and then you work there for free for the rest of your life. And for what? For being deceived. That's it. You're being deceived. Like you and I, we get our own, we do something to be free, you know. We can go travel the world. We can go work if you want it. And when we save up enough money, we can go to Israel if we want. We can do whatever. And there's no crime. There's no sin in having your own bank account. See, they got the people so brainwashed. It's even a sin to have a car and to have money and to have a bank account. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But see, there are people deceived, yeah, and they're convinced that's the way to happen. Well, it's not. It's a lie. And we're just trying to set people free. And we put our life on the line. Lord, here we are. Do it as you fit. And now the Lord is telling us that we think what to talk about. Like this morning when you read that thing from Deuteronomy, how God is there. He's waiting for people to just kind of give him a little bit of an ear. Mm-hmm. And like I say, the only sin... At the end of the day, people are going to hell because they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the only person that can help people. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And we're just transmitting the same message that the early apostles had. We're telling people the truth, the simplicity of it all. For the life of me, can't understand why people just don't get it. Everybody wants eternal life. But there are certain ways and means to get eternal life. And that's what the Bible says. This is going to be life eternal that they believe in them whom I will send. And these angels, they were walking right with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, and then that Jesus, he gives it to the angel, and then the angel, he transmitted to an earthly vessel that has been tested, that has been tried, that has been proven, that he will deliver that meat that do sin. He's not going to twist it, and he's not going to take glory for it. He's not going to take money for it. Like everything that we do is exactly what he told these two that he went out there and told them not to charge nothing, not to take nothing along for the, take nothing for the journey now, just do it for free, just do it voluntarily. And that's what this thing here is about. We do everything for free, voluntarily, and because it's not our program, because the Lord supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. He gives us, not only does he supply our needs, he gives us safety, he gives us angelic bodyguards. We're in a world that's falling apart, imagine what that's like to have angelic bodyguards that no harm can come to you, that you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning knowing God has taken care of it because we put our trust in him. And that's the way he wants everybody to live. You know, we got the world out there that's falling apart, people just going out there shooting one another and all kinds of dangers there. But if you're into this message for your day, if you're into this channel, if you're into that stream, he takes care of all that thing. All you gotta do, all he wants is a little bit of your attention. That's a normal, decent thing to do.
Yeah, because it says, underneath are the everlasting arms. And that's so very true. I was thinking yesterday, I was thinking back when I lived in Brendan, and every day as I walked to work, I didn't have a car yet. I didn't have a driver's license yet. I saw this little Honda car, a Honda Civic car. Every day I saw that little car. And I thought, you know what? If I'd buy a car, I'd buy a Honda. You know, but I was so immature in how all this is, you know. I should have gone down to the dealer and just bought me a Honda. But I didn't know how to go about, I think, because like when you grow up in a colony, you really are very ignorant and green to things, and you don't really know how to go about things. So anyway, I ended up buying another car that somebody kind of had, and I always had trouble with that car. And I always think back on that time when I was walking to work and I saw that Honda car. See, that was God speaking to me. Underneath were the everlasting arms. And I thought to myself yesterday, he was there all the time. All the time he was there. And sometimes when you're immature and stuff like that, you don't know it's God. And then it just dawned on me yesterday, and I thought, well, he was there all the time, trying to, you know, lead me in a direction. You'll go down and buy that Honda, you know, but I never did, and I missed out on that. But it just came to, it dawned on me yesterday, you know, he was there all the time. Every move you make, see, on the colony, you don't realize it as much because your whole life is mapped out for you. And you just, it's really a mapped out life for you. It's not a life that you're an individual and God can direct and lead you and guide your journey through this world. And it's beautiful when I look back and I saw that God was there all the time, and he was trying to grab my attention, go buy a Honda. He was trying to tell me something, but like I said, I was so immature and didn't know that it was God all along trying to lead me in the right direction. And, you know, at one time I was so overwhelmed with the things of this world that I thought I should go in and be a doctor and stuff like that. And, you know, I try to gear my own life and try to take control of my own life. And I broke my ankle, you know. I thought, Lord, I'm making a mess of my life. Intervene in my life. And then I end up breaking my ankle. God intervened in my life so I don't make a mess of things, you know. So it sometimes takes a while to be still enough to hear God and know it's him. And how he wants to lead and guide his people and his children. Like, he really cares for the human race. And like I said yesterday, I thought about that episode and it just really hit me. Like, how he was there all the time, every step of the way. When I left the colony and moved to Brendan and lived there. And all you need sometimes to do, be still and just realize that God is speaking, and we get so busy with things of the natural and trying to orchestrate things and that we miss the voice of God.
Yeah, I forget about that car. You can probably still have it today because I looked back, and that year that you was going to go buy the Civic Honda, those cars, they last forever. Mm-hmm. You can't wear them out. Mm-hmm. They were one of the best cars, and they had a good resale value. Like I say, it probably rusted out by now, but you had a lot of trouble with that problem with that Jetta that mm-hmm. you bought, and listen to the dead of winter, it stopped you right in the middle of the road mm-hmm. and things like that. And you really don't need a diesel when you just drive to work a few mm-hmm. miles every day. You need a Honda Civic. See, God was there all the time trying to direct you, mm-hmm. but I guess you didn't know by enough, well enough to listen to what he had to say. I remember when I was terminated, I didn't have nothing. I had $10 to my name, and I didn't even have a job, and the Lord supplied a job. I stopped at the stop sign, and the Lord just simply told me to go back and work for that farmer, and then the time went on, and I stayed at this guy's place, and overnight, and in the morning I went down for breakfast with him, and he said, the Lord told me to buy you a car last night. Huh, that's strange. I mean, prayed for a car, But if the Lord wants you to go buy me a car, go for it. And then he went to, we went to the bank, and he signed, he co-signed for me, and he put in $3,000 for the car of his own money or his church account, and then that's how I got the car. And then I went to Alberta and drove up there with the car, and this guy said, Sam, I want to put brand new tires on your car. I see your tires are worn. Yeah, go for it. And then I went to down to the States with this one guy and said, the Lord told me to give him my Visa card. That's how the Lord did it. I just trusted it because I had nowhere to go. I didn't have no collateral at the bank, and these people, they signed up for me, and things like that. That's how much the Lord cares for people. If you can only put your trust in it, he cares for them more than they care for themselves. He cares for not only for you, he cares for your children, he cares for your grandchildren, he cares more than, but all he asks for is a little bit of an attention from time
to
time.
That's right.
You could have gone, he could have done nothing better for me at that back a number of years back. Tell me to get up in the morning and pray in the day and sing in the songs, and then before you go to bed, sing some songs. It is at first it was hard because you got to adjust yourself to get up in the morning because the natural man, he wants to sleep in. And it took me a while. Finally, I got into the habit. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for nothing. And it gives you joy unspeakable. Well, of course, there's no greater joy for you and I to get up in the morning and put out these daily breads and spend time singing, spend time with the Lord. That's what we're here for, because they've got it. Out there is a world of deception, a world of confusion, a world that wants to take you out to hell and death. Because behind that whole worldly, earthly environment is nothing but weapons of mass deception. Just like I tell you about that Joe Mandel, that when he reality sets in, he could see reality for what it is. And here he's growing up in an environment, and it was first-class deception all along. And he tried, I know the man. I know him personally. He tried his level best to try to live above board, you know. And at the end of the day, he get nothing because he did do what the Bible says. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them, whom Bible said. And then he said to my dad, there's something out there somewhere. All we got to do is put our life on the line and go out and look for it. I know there's something here. Well, I guess I'm the only one that heard him. He never did find that thing that he wanted to go out there and look for. I found it right up at Cloverdale Bible Way in the ministry of Brother Branham. And I found exactly, then the Lord took me on into his word. This is going to be eternal life that believe on them whom I will say. And I found out that the church age of Laodicea, that's what we read. Now, we're living in the last church age, the church age of Laodicea. And then the church age of Laodicea, he sent that angel, and then that angel linked up with the vocal course of Brother Branham. And then when Brother Branham goes off the scene, he already had a vessel prepared to take over when he goes off the scene. Then there was Raymond M. Jackson already riding the horse, already getting everything prepared to continue on with the program. And he continued on for 40 years. He preached his heart out, and then he goes off the scene. And then here the Lord was trying to find somebody that he could trust that's going to stay faithful to the word of God. And here, lo and behold, he finds you and I faithful to do this very thing. Now, here he goes out every morning. All these daily breads go out all around the world. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him that is thirst come. Let him that heareth say, come. The bride and the spirit and the bride say, come. It's all about coming to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you can only surrender and yield to that, you're going to have joy unspeakable, full of glory. All your needs are going to be met. Not only your own needs, your whole family structure. God's going to see to it that somehow or other they're going to be there. Because he's still the King of Kings. He's still the Lord of Lords. He runs the show. All the devil can work is through deception and through religion and through tradition. That's what he's working out there. That's what that Leonard and these TZ, that's all they're about, is the tradition. Because they're not born again. That Leonard Fidel, I know him personally. The guy's not born again. He just operates on his natural, his religious, and his self-righteous program. I can prove it to you, because he's got the same platform, the same program that Paul from Rosebank had. He made sure that it's a family structure. He made sure that their son is going to be the boss, the money boss, and then if he needs another preacher, they're going to make sure only his two sons get in the hat, and then now he's got his whole family around him. That's exactly the same platform that Leonard used for over Delta. He's got his son as a preacher, he's got his other son as a boss, and it's all just a family affair. But contrary to what the way Jesus ended up with the early apostles. John had children of his own, Peter had children of his own, the apostle Paul had a family, but you cannot hear not one of them have their children mentioned even in the Bible. It's just something, a platform and a pattern that the Lord allowed us to follow through. Because I can prove Paul had a family, because you cannot be on the Sanhedrin council. Paul was on the Sanhedrin council, and in order to be in the Sanhedrin council, you had to be a family man. Just like today, to be a preacher in the colony, you have to be married. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And then Peter, he had a mother-in-law, so imagine if you have a mother-in-law, then you have children, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, but it's not written nothing about it, except back in the book of John, John says, there is nothing that gives me pleasure to know and see that my children are walking in the truth. And he wasn't talking about his physical children. He was talking about the children that through faith that they believed on him, you know? Mm-hmm. That's his children, children of the faith, even like Paul, my son Timothy. It wasn't his biological mm-hmm. son, he was his son in the faith. And that's right. What we're trying to produce here. We're just trying to do a message out there that's going to stand the test of time. At the end of it all, when everything is going to be shaken, that's what you see going on out here, all the world around it. Everything is shaken. At the end of the day, the only thing that cannot be shaken is the true and the living Word of God. Mm-hmm. Tongues will cease, prophecy will fail, but the Word of God abideth forever. Mm-hmm. That's where we put our trust in.
That's right.
We struggle along like everybody else does, but mm-hmm. we know where to put our trust in.
That's
we know
right.
where to put our everything that we have, our whole makeup mm-hmm. is completely directed towards this is life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. And here, there's no, he's talking about something else, because God sent these two prophets. God sent
right.
Brother Branham, and he sent Brother Jack to lay out the platform. And like mm-hmm. I say, they preach for 40 years, they preach your heart out. Anything outside of that channel, it's going to take you out to hell and that mm-hmm. whole John Hagee stuff, that whole Benny Hinn stuff, that whole Joel Holstein stuff, that whole evangelistic mess out there, it's nothing but Satan's weapons of mass deception.
Uh-huh. And it's just the earthly kingdom that
yeah.
they made for themselves, an earthly kingdom. They preached, Jimmy Swaggart was a preacher, his son Donnie is a preacher, and then his son is a preacher, and that son, you know, and they just pass it down, and it's just it's a little empire, a little
yeah.
kingdom here on earth. But we didn't build our kingdom here on earth, just like Jesus says, said, my kingdom is not of this world. And we sought first the kingdom of God. That's why it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's what we did. First and foremost, we sought that kingdom. And we, the Lord saved us, and we sought the kingdom of God. And His righteousness. His righteousness is the message for your day and hour. And that, what we pursued, first of all, our spiritual life. And that's the end of, that's really going to matter. Not just natural life, just like these preachers, they make it a natural kingdom here
mm-hmm.
on earth. It's just like over in the Middle Eastern country, how these kingdoms are fighting back and forth all the time. One wants to be the strong man all the time. Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and all these medieval countries, you know. That's why there's always wars over there. Because one is trying to topple the next kingdom, Russia. They're just strong men. And they're trying to take over the world. That's their mindset. Yeah, and that's, that they get that from Satan. And you know, God's kingdom does not work like that. And that's why when you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then all these things He adds to it. That's why it says that He will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. And that's what He did. When I look back in my life, like I said, He was there all the time. Why? It's because we first sought that kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's what we're about. That whole Hurry kingdom, it's built on a family structure. Yeah. They want their family to be boss, and they want their, just like that woman back in the Bible, she came to Jesus and oh, she bowed down before Him, fell down on her knees. Oh, please, Jesus, I have a request from you. And He said, well, what's your problem? What do you want from me? I want that son of mine, that John here, and I want that other son of mine to be the right-hand man and the other both standing with you in your kingdom. He thought He's going to set up an early kingdom just like David did. And you see how the crowds are following Him. They figured eventually He'd have a kingdom here on this earth to rid Him of the Roman Empire. And then once He's got this kingdom set up, she came with a desire. I want my son to be the number one guy, and I want the other son to be the number two guy. And Jesus rebuked him and said, are you willing to drink the cup? It doesn't work that way in my kingdom. If you want to be the greatest, you've got to become the smallest. Mm-hmm. You become a slave. And see, the kingdom of God is not set up like a earthly kingdom where, mm-hmm. like that Leonard, he puts his son there for boss and his other son for preacher, just like that Paul from Rosebank. They do the same pattern. That's really how everybody wants to run the show. But not everybody can pull it off because there's a lot of different opposition in there. But see, if you're a strong man like that Leonard, the first class dictator, he can get it done. He can convince the other people to vote for his son, and then he's got the power to put the two of his people in the cap, and then they got it, you know. It's just a manipulation thing. It's the kingdom of this world. At the end of it all, they get nothing. They just pace themselves away out to hell and that. And just that simple. And see, we don't have a kingdom here in this world. Our kingdom is over on the other side. We just allow the Word of God to lead and guide us by His Spirit. We've surrendered everything. We're really, truly, what it says, my oxen have been butchered. We've been butchered and falsely accused for the last 30 years and treated less than trash. But see, we're okay with it because, and all there, like I say, I just didn't have no means to get a car, and the Lord used it. Went down, moved on that guy, the Lord dealt with me during the night to go buy a car. And the other guy, he said, Sam, the Lord told me to go down to the bank. It was about 2 months prior to that, and open up an account and take out two visas. And I said, I didn't know what the other visa was for, but He was just told me to give you that other visa. That's just the way the Lord did. The Lord operates like that. And then He's been taking care of me ever since. The joy unspeakable, full of glory, meet our needs. And then I got a job. He told me to go down to that trucking company to get a job. And then I got a job driving a truck. And then He told us to go buy that truck right out of the showroom. And oh man, He's been there all the time. But see, I was sensitive to the Spirit of the living God. He has a way of speaking and communicating with you. He's standing somewhere in the shadows. You'll find Jesus. All He wants is He wants you to ask Him, because He's not a bully. He's not going to bully His way into your life. He wants you to ask Him, Lord, what about this? Lord, what about that? What do you think about this? And he can't wait to answer you. You honestly and truly ask Him. That's what He's about. He's, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through me. And all we're trying to do, we're trying to transmit this Jesus that you and I got to know to a world, a lost and dying world. It's not about tradition. It's not about living in a commune. It's not about a dress code. It's simply about the Lord Jesus Christ and believing the message for your day. That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You and we give You thanks, Lord, for the many things you do for us, Lord, and has done for us, Lord. We just know that underneath us has always been the everlasting arms, the arms of Jesus, Lord, and he wants to do that for each and every one. If they can only surrender their will to him, and then you can take over the reins, Lord, and lead and guide people. And you can lead them and guide them into the message for their day, Lord, and you're going to have safety and health and provision, Lord. It's in your word, and we know that your word endures forever, and we have put our trust in it. We just want to let people know that you are still that everlasting, still the everlasting arms that people can fall into and put their trust in you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.